Our next item is change of zone number 1755, Bunting Gray LLC.
And again, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding this change of zone 1755, subject of public hearing a few weeks ago, and I have furnished you gentlemen just prior to the meeting a motion that I believe adequately handles one or two of the concerns that was expressed when we had some conversation after the public hearing regarding some of our concerns. And Mr. Chairman, with your acquiescence, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1755 for Bunting Gray LLC to modify condition number 1 and delete conditions number 2 and number 15 that were imposed in ordinance number 1532 for change in zone number 1460 regarding the MRRPC development known as the Refuge at Derrickson Creek. This recommendation for approval is based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, in summary, this is a request to delete the commercial area that was established as part of the original approval of this MRRPC project and use the area for additional dwellings. The net increase to the entire project will be 12 additional dwellings. Two, the residential portion of the MRRPC is already substantially complete with most of the single family and townhouse units already sold. Three, the applicant has stated that the commercial area that was planned for the project is no longer viable since other commercial areas already exist along the Route 54 corridor, including a property next door. Four, the additional townhouses will be integrated into the overall project and will be more compatible with the adjacent homes built within the Refuge at Derrickson Creek development. Five, the elimination of the commercial area will reduce the impervious area of the overall development. Lastly, there were no parties that appeared in opposition to the application, and actually one party appeared in favor of it. Additionally, the applicant stated that a majority of the residents are in favor of this proposed conversion of the area from commercial use to residential use. However, since this conversion will require an amendment to the governing condominium documents, this rezoning must be contingent on that occurring. Therefore, Mr. Chairman and other members of the Commission, it is appropriate to modify condition number 1 of ordinance number 1532, referencing change of zone number 1460, to increase the maximum number of dwelling units and multifamily units so that it states as follows. One, the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 355, of which no more than 68 shall be multifamily units. Also, it is appropriate to delete condition number 2 in its entirety. Condition number 2, as is, set aside the area to be used for commercial development. Also, it is appropriate to delete condition number 15 in its entirety. This condition prohibited access from the commercial area directly onto Route 54, a condition that is now moot with the deletion of the commercial area. This recommendation for approval is, however, subject to the following conditions, them being that A, the development of the former commercial area into residential dwellings shall require site plan approval from Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. B, the new residential area shall be interconnected with the existing residential development. No direct vehicular access to it shall occur from Route 54. It shall also be connected by sidewalks or some other type of multimodal path to the rest of the development. This to be accomplished preferably in a manner that provides the shortest and most direct walking to the rest of the development and the development's amenities. Shall be shown on the site plan submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission. C, the Commission recognizes that this change in the design of the refuge at Derrickson Creek will require an amendment to the project's recorded governing documents. The Commission also recognizes that for this type of amendment, the developer or condominium or homeowners association likewise could not amend the governing documents without approval from Sussex County for the underlying zoning change. It is a unique situation. Therefore, as a result, it is appropriate for this amendment to ordinance number 1532, as represented in this change of zone number 1755, to only take effect upon the recordation of an amendment to the recorded governing documents of the refuge of Derrickson Creek, thus allowing the conversion from commercial to residential use within 6 months of the approval of change of zone number 1755. Proof of recording this amendment must be provided to the Assistant Attorney of Sussex County, representing the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, within 6 months of County Council's approval of change of zone number 1755. If this does not occur, change of zone number 1755 shall automatically be declared null and void and of no further force and effect without further action of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission or the Sussex County Council, and conditions number 1, 2, and 15 of said ordinance number 1532 shall be reinstated as they previously existed in that ordinance.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1755, Bunning Gray LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next